Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupodity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gott, a man I consider a personal hero and icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gott providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gott's influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupodity.
All right, welcome in to another episode of Stupodity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Bigger than Oprah. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. Stanzik, we are delivering podcasts at an alarming rate and quite possibly an unhealthy rate. I'm not sure if that is good.
You feeling all right? I mean, you told me you were going to be in great shape. Now I'm starting to worry about you.
No, I'm feeling fine. I mean, we're going to release two more. Listen, we have enough right now to probably last us the remainder of the year. But you want to run them all like in 4 weeks, and I'm trying to space these out a little bit. How are you doing?
I don't know if that's the case. But if we just – how about this? If we just do a bunch of recordings during this quarantine, once things end, we don't have to work for the rest of the year. We just, you know, slowly release them back to one a week.
That's the dream.
That's the plan.
Yes, it is. So what are we doing today? We're going to have CJ McCollum on for the third time. By the way, I was thinking about top athletes who use their, you know, like with initials, like CJ McCollum, like top five athletes of all time, like BJ Surhoff.
PJ Brown?
Oh, wow. PJ Brown. Now, does like MJ count? Michael
Jordan? No. There's a PJ Washington for Charlotte now too. This one's going to be nice for you. R.A. Dickey.
Ooh, R.A. Dickey. Very good. R.A. Dickey had a great year with the Mets and a decent year with the Blue Jays.
You know, a guy we can both appreciate.
Yes. The rare guy we can both appreciate.
Him and Carlos Delgado, who doesn't use his initials at all, but also a former Blue Jay, former Met.
CJ's got to be the most famous. I think CJ might be the best. I'm checking. Standing.
No way. There's got to be bigger ones. I mean, R.A. Dickey won a Cy Young. He's got CJ beat. As much as I love CJ,
I go down these rabbit holes where you just say a name, R.A. Dickey, right? And I have to go chase that 2012 Met season because I need to see the numbers. He was 20-6 that year with a 2.73 ERA. Listen, his career RA is over 4.
What are you suggesting?
Nothing. I mean, what do you think I'm suggesting?
I don't know.
What are you suggesting I'm suggesting?
I think you're not giving R.A. Dickey the credit he deserves. I think you're calling it a fluke because he threw a knuckleball.
Listen, have you ever checked out the Brady Anderson year?
Oh, yeah. He went from like 9 to 51, was it?
Yeah, for everyone out there who listens, if you want to see like just a season that stands out – like if you go to a guy's career stats, I maintain that there is no season that sticks out more than the Brady Anderson year. R.A. Dickey is a very close second. And what I mean by the Brady Anderson year is he just kind of plodded along, right? Stanzik, you're aware of where I'm going here, right?
Oh, of course.
Yes, he was just kind of like plodding along, having an average major league career. Here, I have it up. I have it up on my screen right now. That was me filibustering for time.
Okay, I got two NFL rookies from last year for you, too. T.J. Hockenson and D.K. Metcalf.
Oh, wow, that's pretty good. A.J. Green, how about that?
Oh, I think he's probably the best one now.
A.J. Green's pretty good.
He's the name to beat.
And so I'm looking. So here's the Brady Anderson year. He's having a decent career. You know, he's plotting along. You know, 92, he hits 21 homers. 93, he hits 13 homers. 94, he hits 12 homers. 95, he has 16 homers. And then 1996, where he goes from 16 to 50 home runs. 50!
Pretty big increase.
50, Stanzik, okay? With 110 RBIs. Guess how many other seasons he drove in more than 100 RBI?
I'm going to go under one.
Good. None.
Yeah,
never
there you
again.
Go.
Stanzik, His career high in homers before the 50 was 21. His career high, like his high, his season high after the 50, he had a year 3 years later of 24. The guy went 16 one year, 50 the next, and back down to 18. So that year stands out for obvious reasons. And what I'm telling you is R.A. Dickey has a similar type year in there where he's kind of plotting along 11-9, 11-10, 8-13, 5-8, boom, 20-6.
But then how did he do the next year? He was pretty good with Toronto, if my memory serves.
He was 14-13 with a 4.21 ERA.
Okay, that's not that good. That's not as good as I remember.
No, 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 no. He never had another season, Stanzik, in which he was in the twos, and he only had one, I think, in which he was in the threes. So am I suggesting steroids?
Would they help a knuckleballer, though? That's what I don't understand. By the way, I think BJ category has already been closed off, but BJ Armstrong to get us in the NBA.
Oh, wow. How about BJ Upton?
Ooh, there you go. You know what BJ stands for, right?
Yep. Something I never get. Stupidity. All right, let's go to CJ McCollum now, our friend for a third time on the podcast, never been on this.
Stupidity!
CJ, close your eyes. Everyone close eyes. Stanzik, you're not letting him see you at all, right?
That's the plan.
All right, CJ McCollum joining us for the third time on the podcast. He is the first guest to join us for a third time on the podcast, but this is a different time, okay? Unprecedented times, and we are doing this on Zoom. So I have seen CJ, so has Stanzik. We have watched a number of Blazer games, so we know exactly what he looks like. We have asked him to hold his hands over his eyes, because CJ has no idea what me and Stanzik look like, even though he's done this with us three times, but he's never seen us before. By the way, check out his podcast, the Pull-Up Podcast, with CJ McCollum. All right, CJ, let's start with Stanzik. This is the third time you have done this podcast with us. I love that you're really taking this seriously. Hold the hands over your eyes. What do you imagine Stanzik, my executive producer and co-host, what do you imagine Stanzik looks like?
I'm going white male.
Good guess.
Mid to late 30s.
Right.
Based on how my hair looks right now, I'm going to go no shave.
Yeah.
No haircut. Dark hair.
Yeah. All right, so Stanzik, stay there because we can't reveal you yet. If we do that, then they'll see me. What do you imagine I look like, CJ?
I'm going to go white male.
Good guess.
Mid to late 40s.
Okay.
I'm going to go Miami tan because I know you're in South Florida, so we're going to go with the tan. Maybe it's farmer's tan at this point because we've been in the house for so long, so that maybe it's the sleeves only. Maybe it's the full tan. I'm going to go blonde hair.
Wow. Here's the big reveal, CJ. You can take your hands off.
The only thing you got wrong is blonde hair.
That's the only thing. Listen, you got the white down. That was right. Wow. That was accurate.
Farmer's tan.
This is the blonde hair.
Put that hat back on.
No blonde hair. Missed the blonde hair. But I just felt like if I lived in Florida, I would have the farmer's tan right now because I'd be outside with a t-shirt on.
Yeah, I usually have the farmer's tan from golfing, so I normally do. But unfortunately, I can't play golf right now. It's driving me crazy. Thank you, by the way. Third time on the podcast.
No problem.
Yeah, but Stanzik was, he reminded me before you came on, this is your third time on my podcast. I have yet to be a guest on your podcast. A little upsetting, I'll be honest.
We have to work that out, man. We have to diversify our guests. We've only been doing athletes, I think, outside of current players or former players. We've only done Brian Koppelman from Billions, the executive producer from Billions.
Yeah, how was that?
That was really dope. That was really fun. I just told him about my love for Billions. I got some insights on like his day-to-day life, how he kind of decompresses in the morning, doesn't really touch his phone until a certain time. He goes on walks at the same time every morning. We talked a lot about meditation and just overall health and well-being.
Yeah, CJ, in my research, I saw you recently adopted a rescue puppy, right?
Yes.
What's that been like?
It's been a fun ride. I always joke that it's like having a kid that never grows up and never talks, but you still care for
her. Yeah, yeah.
And she's doing well. She's doing well now. She hasn't used the bathroom in the house in a couple of days.
Ooh.
She's getting used to the house. She's getting more comfortable, but she's still a little shy, a little uncertain, obviously, from the surroundings in which he's gone through up to this point. You can't blame her, but we're just trying to love her as best we can.
Did she have a name, or did you guys give her a new name? How'd that work?
Yeah, so she came as Cheerio.
Ooh.
We then changed her name once because we weren't sure if we were going to keep her or not. And then once we decided we were going to keep her, we changed her name to Fiona, a.k.a. Fifi.
Ooh, okay. Is that like a little Shrek reference there with Fiona?
Shrek for me, Shameless for my fiance.
Right.
But I'm a Shrek guy, so like
Emmy something. I watch a few Shameless seasons.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just that I'm watching so many shows right now. It's hard to go back.
Yeah, what are you watching?
I'm watching Money Heist. I finished that. Mm-hmm. Finished Ozark season 3.
Okay.
Finished Elite. I'm currently watching All American. I finished Narcos. Okay. Awesome. Finished Peaky Blinders.
Oh wow, that's a great show.
I'm doing real damage.
Yeah.
I need to watch that I haven't watched yet.
You're living the quarantine life. Did you do the Tiger King? Everyone's done the Tiger King, right?
I did episode 1.5 of Tiger King, and then it was a lot for me. I couldn't process it all. I had to step away.
So yeah. CJ, here's the deal. My wife went through the same thing the first two episodes because. The first two episodes, what you're dealing with is a lot of gory scenes where they're feeding the tigers a lot. Like a lot of people, and then the guy has his arm. One of the employees at Joe Exotic Zoo has his arm bitten off. And so my wife was like screaming. She didn't want to see that. And then I told her, episode 3, it settles into like a really long, like 2020 or like a Dateline on NBC where it's like a, you know, just like a mystery. And so my wife came back episode 3 and she loved the rest. So you might want to start at episode 3 and kind of go from there. So
yeah, I was hearing about the ending, and then I seen like all the memes of like, did she kill her husband? Did she not? So I kind of understand how it finishes.
Right.
But in between now I have to kind of watch to get the pieces of the puzzle together and see how the Tiger Man is ended up in prison.
Yeah, the only reason to watch is for the memes and for just like the social currency because everyone else has been watching. That's it. If it wasn't for that, right. I'd say don't watch.
Right. That's fair. No, that's totally fair. So we've addressed. Okay, so we're going to arrange me coming on your podcast. Here's what I will tell you. Okay, I know you had Miles Turner on recently. Okay. Now, I am telling you that I will generate more downloads for you than Miles Turner. I say that respectfully to Miles Turner. But I've been doing this for 17 years. People enjoy and they love me and you together. So, I mean, we've got to figure this out. I want to be a guest on CJ's follow-up podcast, man.
Oh, we'll definitely get it done. We'll probably have to get a quarantine episode done at some point because
this is
our moment to shine with so many people at home. They're forced to listen to podcasts. They're forced to kind of be present. Or they're looking for escapes from their partners, whoever they're with in the household. So either way, it's a win for us.
All right, follow-up podcast with CJ McCollum. Go check it out. So Stanzik was talking some TV with you. How, like, what else have you been doing to fill the time? Like, is there anything you've gotten good at around the house simply because you have nothing but time on your hands? and your fiance is like, hey, CJ, let's go laundry. Go, let's go do something.
We had a week stretch where we were cooking, you know, multiple meals a day, you know, in the kitchen together. And we went through that and Chef got back. So we kind of took a break from cooking. And I think the biggest thing I've gotten good at is being able to sleep through the dog's barks or whining because she wants to play at 7 a.m. every morning. So it's like, no, potty time's not until 8:39. So you need to stay there and relax. But I've grown to be able to, you know, get through that. I've become an elite poop scooper.
Nice.
I have the scooper where I'm able to scoop up the poop and put it into the little bin. Outside of that, I've really enjoyed my time taking phone calls, learning about tech, learning about real estate, learning about franchising. I've gotten away from day drinking.
What day did that happen for you? Like, what day did that set in?
Yeah, we're back to drinking water full time.
But how many days of day drinking went by before you realized I can't spend quarantine like this?
I had a good streak going of, you know, a little bit of wine outside, a little bit of wine inside, a little bit of wine while I watch Netflix.
Right.
Everything's in moderation. So I went through my beyond moderation portions and now I'm back to, you know, clean living, you know, no alcohol, just water, smoothies, healthy smoothies, fruit, whatever it takes to kind of detox, go through this cleanse before I reintroduce it.
Nice. Did I hear real estate in there? Like, are you getting into real estate and franchising?
I am. I'm learning a lot about it. I've actually, I'm closing on two properties as we speak. And obviously it's a little different right now due to circumstances, but property in Missouri, senior housing unit that I bought into with Anthony Tolliver. I bought into a multifamily unit right outside of Notre Dame's campus, about 450 feet off of Notre Dame's campus with Pat Connaughton. And I'm working on Arizona's campus and some other projects we're looking at, you know, obviously as time kind of progresses. But it's fun to learn about it. It's fun to educate yourself. And then once you feel comfortable, you get it vetted by your people and you make the investment.
Has that been enjoyable? Listen, I understand because the two $100 million contracts you signed is not enough. And so you want to make more. So I understand that. Have you enjoyed? Listen, I think that if you use this time, if you utilize this time correctly, it could be actually a blessing in disguise and very valuable. And you could do some things that you've been meaning to do, but you simply haven't had the time to kind of pursue them. And this seems to be like one of those things for you. Have you enjoyed that experience? Like getting yourself involved in real estate and franchise.
I've definitely enjoyed this experience. And although I've made my fair share of money playing basketball, I think it's important you diversify and continue to figure out ways to challenge yourself. And this is a way I've been able to challenge myself in terms of growth, being uncomfortable in certain situations, learning about other aspects and areas. And I've actually been involved in real estate for a few years now. So this just gives me more time to kind of dive in to review more deals and go through more conference calls and get more comfortable, but I've had a lot of help from partners and on franchising and kind of figured out how to execute that. And it's been nice. It's been a nice process. Obviously it's sad that these are the circumstances that had to come by, you know, with people in some cases dying, some cases people, you know, losing jobs and going through the struggles of this turmoil here, not only in America, but throughout the world. But I think as a whole, you just have to figure out ways to take advantage of this time at home, you know, whether that's learning, researching, spending time with loved ones, or just kind of relaxing and taking a step back before we dive back into real life.
I can tell you one of the things we should be doing with this time is watching other athletes play video games. I mean, like, because we're craving any sort of entertainment that I thought I would be entertained by watching athletes play video games. I wasn't. The only one I was entertained by was CJ's teammate, Hassan Whiteside, who has been talking for years about how great he is at NBA 2K, and then gets blown out in the first round, predictably, because that's Whiteside. CJ, am I wrong?
He did get whooped on, and the funny part is he felt bad about it, so he posted on his Snapchat and his Instagram story that he doesn't play that system. He plays the other system. Anybody that knows that.
Of course.
Anybody that knows him knows that that's not the right system that he plays. And then he talked about playing on, I don't know, Hall of Fame versus All-Star or whatever, like there's a difference in levels, and that played a factor in why he lost by so much. So I'm going to make fun of him. I'm going to make fun of him for sure when I see him again in person. I'll probably schedule a Zoom call this weekend with the team for updates on stuff, but I'll make fun of him for sure and ask him why he wasted a slot. You know, he could have gave it to one of the younger guys and gave him a chance to kind of show themselves on the national stage.
But just the act, I'm asking both of you right now, like just the act of watching someone play a video game, even a world-class athlete, I thought it would be, or had a shot at being entertaining, and man, it did not deliver for me at all. I don't know. CJ, how did you feel about watching athletes play video games? I want to watch athletes play sports, not video games.
It was underwhelming. I'm not going to lie. I kind of where we're at right now in today's society of the thought process of putting that on national television and the thought process of millions of us actually watching it is even crazier. But I think the commentary was the best part. Like hearing Patrick Beverley and him kind of go back and forth made it more funny for sure.
Can you put us where you were when Jay Williams floated the idea, no pun intended, of playing the NBA playoffs on cruise ships?
Well, like, I don't know if that's a great idea due to...
It's not. Let me just tell you that I've already told Jay, I'm friends with him. Listen, at a time when we were searching for answers, he came up with the worst possible answer, okay?
Yeah, it's like, why would we want to be on a cruise ship remotely stuck with people who could possibly get coronavirus with no way out? Like, that sounds like the the ultimate no-no, like the worst case. But Jay's a bright guy. I think he's just looking for answers too.
Jay is great. He's a friend. And I'm not saying anything to you that I wouldn't say to Jay, or I haven't said on the radio 1,000 times and we've been laughing at him. It's like, it's such a weird time that everyone's just throwing a bunch of bleep against the wall and seeing what sticks, you know?
Right, exactly. Everyone is searching for answers. I've heard Las Vegas. I've heard the UFC is talking about remote islands, so we're going to get another.
That was shut down, by the way. I believe it was our company you shut it down.
Yeah, it's like, how are you going to do that?
But, CJ, could you play – I'm wondering, if we ended this season and the postseason in empty arenas, is that something – like, I know it seems weird, but everyone also wants to finish the season and probably collect all their paychecks. Right. Is that something you could see the NBA doing?
I could definitely see the NBA figuring out a way to where we could play potential games without fans, but it's only in the event that health experts and the government says it's okay, says that it's safe for us to be interacting with more than 10 people in a room. Obviously, 5 and 5 on the court, that's 10. You got 15 players per team. You have 7 coaches, that's 14 more people. You have strength and conditioning staff, that's at least 2 people. You have trainers. So you're looking at more than 50 people easy in one area of close proximity. So figuring out how that could be executed, I think in the event that everything is signed off from a health standpoint, that they would be interested in finishing the season that way.
Could you play in front of an empty arena? I mean, does it matter to you? I know LeBron's.
I would like to play in front of fans, preferably 20,000 or more. But in the event that we have to play without fans, and you just have to do, what you have to do. If your employer asks you to do something, and you're healthy enough to do it, I think it's in your right to, in your better interest to do it, especially understanding the circumstances we're facing today. We have a chance to kind of inspire people, to give people an escape from reality, to provide entertainment. So I think, although it would be hard, once you get out there and start competing, you'd be able to figure it out.
You mentioned your fiance that she's annoyed by the amount of talking you're doing. And my wife is also annoyed by the amount of talking I'm doing. You just heard a fight break out in the back of my house. That was them yelling at me to shut the f*** up already. But that's how I'm keeping my marriage intact and keeping myself sane, is by burying myself in an office and talking to people like you and doing this podcast, because I'm just trying to keep everything kind of as normal as possible. I don't normally get home from work until 3 o'clock. And so I sit here with Stanton and crank out a podcast, and then I walk out of this office at like 3 o'clock. So it feels like something that's close to normal with my wife. But since you're on the phone and you're talking, and that's annoying your fiance, and that's a bad sign that you're annoying her before you even get married. But we'll save that for another day. Is there anything else CJ McCollum is doing around the house that's annoying the hell out of the fiance? There has to be, right?
I do lots of things that are super annoying. When I eat, it's really loud. I smack.
Do you really?
CJ.
Oh, I love food. I really like to enjoy food. She hates it. When I'm cutting like up my plate, when I'm cutting on the plate, obviously the knife and fork make that screeching sound. We'll be cutting through it, and she hates that. What else?
And she knows you're trying to piss her off, right? She knows it, right?
Well, for the most part, I'm not. I'm actually just trying to cut the food up, and then it happens. And it's just right. Like, I'm sorry. I watch Instagram videos extremely loud on my phone.
I have to have it value. I am so proud of you. You've already, right? You're not even married yet. You're already doing what I'm doing 20 years into marriage, which is doing nothing but trying to annoy my wife. Congratulations. Because that's what it's all about, CJ.
Yeah, I mean, you have to spice things up from time to time, And I think that's a great way to do it. I'm thinking about my next move of action is to crop dust her. Maybe I.
Please do it.
Dutch oven.
Dutch oven, yeah.
Dutch oven together. And I think I'll throw in the towel after the Dutch oven.
Wait, so you're – and if you don't want to go here, it's fine. Stanzik, your wedding date was set for when?
May 2nd, 3 weeks from Saturday.
Okay, so the last week we were talking and you had canceled – not the wedding, you had canceled the ceremony – CJ, your wedding is planned for September, correct?
9/5/2020.
9/5/2020. So, Stanzik, you are canceling your ceremony, postponing it. What are you doing?
we're doing a ceremony with like three people with us in the church, and then we are going to do a celebration reception months down the road whenever the world allows.
Okay. Don't invite me to either. I'll put a check in the mail, okay?
That's all I need to do.
It's a buyout clause, CJ. Listen, I told them I'd give them more if I did have to go than if I had to go. So it's
like, put a check in the mail.
Yeah. It's a buyout clause. I'll send them double if I don't have to go. So, CJ, what are your plans? Because Stanton and I were talking about this. People who have weddings planned or bar bat mitzvahs or they have big birthdays or whatever it is. Those plans have to be at least revised, looked at again. So what is the plan for you and your fiancé since you have a wedding in September?
Well, the show is running as is right now, but obviously you have to prepare, you know, because you never know what's going to happen with this situation, and we have to do what's best for the safety of everyone. But show is running as is of right now. But, you know, it's tough because she has graduation. She's graduating from dental school, was supposed to graduate.
Right.
The 20th, but now obviously graduation's been canceled. They're going to be looking at virtual graduation, which is tough and unfortunate. There's so many people, you know, not just her, but people throughout the United States and the world that are missing out on graduation, that are having weddings, you know, difficulty with weddings, funerals. I've heard people not able to have funerals and kind of put their loved ones to rest. So there's just a lot of turmoil and things that are affecting, you know, everyone, and it's just really tough and it's sad, honestly.
In an effort to keep things light here, CJ, do you have a bachelor party planned?
He definitely had one planned, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So that's kind of been, you know, put on the back burner. It was like my friends and I have kind of joked that we'll do like a Zoom bachelor party. We've joked about, you know, finding a house and just keeping it less than 10 people, you know, for obvious reasons, you know, staying 6 feet apart while we dance.
I mean, what other seven people are you going to invite other than me and Stu?
Good question. But who's the best man at the wedding? Because that person's in charge of the bachelor party.
It's got to be your brother, right?
Yeah, my big brother's the best man.
Yeah. Okay.
And he just got home from Russia. So, like, he had to quarantine himself and kind of go through that process because his wife is pregnant. So, it's been a mess. It's been a real mess for a lot of people. And my bachelor party is probably going to be postponed to another time.
Yeah, but here's some advice for CJ, okay? Because bachelor party after the wedding is not the way this thing is supposed to work, Stancy. Yeah. That can only get you drunk. CJ,
that's what I'm going
to
be doing. I know.
I see you there. Look, you get in trouble, CJ. I'm telling you, especially if I'm there. I mean,
said especially if I'm there. Right?
And white stuff.
We're both going to be doing our bachelor parties after the wedding. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you might downsize the amount of people who come to the wedding, right?
Like, yeah, I mean, you just never know. If government ordinances don't allow you to have over 50 people, then...
Right. I imagine just you and Lillard at the wedding. That's it. That's the way I imagine it.
That would be hilarious. That would be super funny.
Well, because you got to go with the guy. I'm assuming he's your best friend in basketball, right? Is he your best friend? Yeah.
My best friend on the team for sure. Yeah.
Okay. And so you have to go with a guy who, A, is your best friend, B, I told you this earlier, but who has made a lot of money, and he certainly has. So he's not cheap, right? Dame's not cheap. There's no way he's cheap.
Dame
right?
is very frugal. Okay. He's very frugal. But
really?
Oh, yeah, he'll never go broke. You talk about worrying about athletes going broke, he's not the one that's going to go
broke. All right, well, then scratch that and invite Whiteside because he's definitely going broke.
Whiteside's got good investing habits, though. He's
I know. I know. Stancic is uncomfortable with the amount of railing I'm doing against Whiteside.
No.
I say it lovingly. Everyone, he was down in South Florida, so I covered him, and Whiteside is Whiteside. He's a great guy. He's a wonderful guy. And probably CJ could speak to this. Probably a really good teammate as well. I just don't know how responsible. He's not living paycheck to paycheck because he gave him that max deal, so he's fine. But I imagine that CJ, you love Hassan Whiteside. He's like a little kid, right?
Whiteside's a great dude, great personality. He's funny. He's loving. He's just fun to be around, in all honesty. And I've known him for some years, so even before we were teammates, he's got an infectious personality.
We're going to do an all-time Blazers team with you in a second here, which I'm looking forward to because Stancic and I have been doing all-time teams because we have nothing but time on our hands. And so we're going to do this with you in a second. But how come you're not participating in horse? Tell me you don't have a home gym with those $200 million contract you signed.
I haven't been paid in full on those yet, you know. So
okay. You're right. I'm sorry. Apologies. Tough times.
I don't have a gym. We've actually been ordering stuff. It's funny. We've been ordering stuff left and right, dumbbells, kettlebells,
right,
bikes, set our restroom and go pick up some bikes later today. That's going to be our field trip for the day because bikes are essential.
Yes.
So we're going to go get those. But I don't have a basketball court. I actually was trying to do a video like dribbling a basketball and I couldn't find basketballs in the house. And then I thought, wow, am I really an NBA player?
CJ, there's one right behind you on the bookshelf. It's probably valuable, but there is one right behind you.
Yeah, who signed that?
This is signed. This is from the three-point contest for some years ago.
Wow.
I can't, and it's flat.
Wow. Wait, I might be able to one-up you. Hold on a second. I might be able to one-up you on signed basketball stands. Like, hold on a second. I got to walk back like 3 feet here. I think I might be able to one-up them. But you're, okay. So that's not a basketball you would use if you had a hoop, is what you're saying.
No, but I do have some basketballs in the garage.
Oh, this is exciting. And if you couldn't guess, and he didn't do it earlier, he's about 5'6", CJ.
He's really short.
Yeah, tiny little guy. He was yelling 5'8". Oh, here we go.
It says, never in my wildest dreams did I think I could out memorabilia CJ McCollum, who plays in the NBA. So he has his signed ball. This is signed by the entire Miami Heat team after their first title. So I got LeBron, Bosh, and Wade on here. How about that?
Wow.
Yes.
LeBron, Bosh, and Wade. Is it still flat or is it pumped up?
No, it's flat. It's flat.
I like it. I like that. Means you've had it for a while. And it's been a safe spot.
Hidden in the closet.
I probably should sell it. It's probably worth a lot of money, no?
I mean, you sell it during a time like this, you can get big bucks for it.
I know. It's got LeBron on there. It's got Bosh on there. It's got Wade on there. It's got Ray Allen on there. And it also has – and it's got Pat Riley on there. I mean, I got Hall of Famers all over my ball.
Hall of Famers, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
man.
That's a collector's item.
Stanton, what are you laughing at? Because that didn't come out
nothing,
correct, right?
Nothing. It just sounded weird. That's all. You know,
Hall of Fame balls or something like that.
Yeah, I got a lot of Hall of Famers in my balls.
Wait, so if you had a court at home, if you had a basket, when's the last time you shot an NBA? When's the last time you shot a basketball, CJ? Have I taken more shots than you recently?
I would venture to say, yeah, I haven't shot. If we've been on quarantine for 30 days, I haven't shot in probably 20.
That has to be the longest time you've ever got without shooting a basketball, right? In your life, I'm saying.
I think the longest – I usually don't go over 21 days because 21 days is a habit. So I usually shoot before the 21 days is up, at least free throws. But – now I really can't. There's nowhere I can go. The local courts, outside courts have taken off the rims. Like you can't really, unless you have a court, you can't shoot. But Myers was nice enough to let me use his court at his home. He has a court. So I'll be able to go shoot there soon.
All right, cool. I think when we both get courts, I think it'd be fun. Well, let's do, you and I will play horse against one another. But you'll start at HORS and I start free. Okay. I think the audience would love that. I think it'd be fun.
I think they would love it, too. Sounds
okay.
Good.
Okay. All right, so we'll do it. Would you have participated in the horse if you could have? Do you think it's going to be entertaining, and would you have participated?
I think it's going to be entertaining, but since I don't have a court, no chance. I wouldn't, try to go find a court. If I had one outside and they asked me to do it, I would do it.
Okay. That's fair. All right, we're going to get you out of here in a couple minutes. We appreciate your time. Check out the Pull Up Podcast with CJ McCollum. It's a fantastic podcast. It really is. We want to do an all-time Blazer team with you, okay? But this is the way we do it. So we do our all-time starting five. We obviously have a coach, all-time starting five. Then we have one off the bench. We have one for fun. The one for fun is just a fun name, a fun guy for each individual team. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, I think Blazers, and I think a fun name to me is Kevin Duckworth, okay? Okay? And then we apologize to two, like two guys who probably should have been on the team, but they didn't make the team because we're only carrying seven on our roster, okay?
Okay, so starting five, fun guy, miscellaneous.
So I originally wrote down Rick Adelman as coach, but
incorrect.
But Stanzik says Dr. Jack. Well, we'll let CJ kind of be the final arbiter on all this stuff. So he might go with Terry Stotts. You never know.
I mean, he probably should if he wants more playing time. But if I could make the case for Dr. Jack, he coached 820 games for the Blazers. Terry Stotts is second with 574. Dr. Jack led them to their only title in 1977.
Okay. I'm cheating right now again. I'm going to
cheat. We're cheating.
We
too.
Cheat all the time.
Yeah. All right. I get to pick how many?
Let's settle this one first. Dr. Jack or Rick Adelman as head coach, just so we can get that clear.
Out of those two.
No, Terry could be a pick if you want him to be. It's up to you.
So I'm gonna exclude current players.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Wow, because I had you on the team, CJ.
I had Lillard.
Yeah. I had Lillard and Drexler as my backcourt, okay?
I was going to apologize to you.
I didn't even make six man.
No, you were my sixth man. I have you. Look, right here, one off the bench, CJ, right there. You were my sixth man.
I got you. So I'm going to exclude current players, and then I'll do another one.
Okay. So Terry's excluded too then. So we got Dr. Jack as the coach.
So Dr. Jack is the coach. And then we'll go.
Wow, point guard's going to be hard now.
Well, let's all agree there's an easy one, right? Like Drexler's easy at the two guard.
Is B-Roy playing the one now? Like,
oh, I love B-Roy, but I don't think so.
Brandon Roy. Here's who I have at the one if you're not going to let me use current players, okay?
Terry Porter?
I put Terry Porter. If I can't use Damian, I'm going to put Terry Porter there.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'll go Bill Walton, Clyde Drexler.
Start.
This is tough. Is Arvydas Sabonis making anyone starting five?
Well, no, because Walton's in there.
Yeah, I got Bill Walton at the five, so I need a four.
I have Rasheed Wallace.
Cliff Robinson.
I'm going to go Clyde, Bill, Scottie Pippen.
Oh, wow, I forgot.
Scottie at the three.
His team stands. I had Kersey at the three, by the way.
We're gonna go. Geez, I can't go current players. This is really throwing me for a loop.
Well, you can go current players, but just not current Blazers. So if you want to put Aldridge at the four, I'm gonna allow it.
Aldridge,
nice of you.
And Terry Porter. Did I say Terry already?
Yeah, that's a good starting five.
That's good. That's a good starting five.
I left off G.R. Petrie. I could have did Jim Paxton. There's a lot of players I could have used.
Well, who's your one off the bench, CJ?
Kiki Vanderway.
That's a great one. That's a great one. Kiki Vanderway. Probably averaged 24 a game as a Blazer, something like that.
Kiki off the bench. Yeah, he did.
And then your one for fun, I have Kevin Duckworth, just because I don't know the name, and it just brings me back to a happy time.
Thomas Robinson.
Really? Whoa. Nice. Well done.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you my list, and I did this with current and former players. I have Lillard at the one, Drexler at the two, Kersey three, Rasheed four, Walton at the five. My one off the bench is CJ, and my one for fun was Kevin Duckworth.
I like it.
Who are your apologies to?
My apologies to, I guess, well, that's a good one.
Arvydas Sabonis.
Yeah, I got to apologize. Cliff Robinson? Uncle Cliffy and Sabonis. Yeah, I apologize to those two guys. Yep. Are we good with that? Have we arrived at some sort of consensus for the all-time Blazer team here?
I think we've made it. We arrived at the consensus.
All right. Stanzik, are you going to have CJ off the bench? I dare you to say no when he's staring at you right in the face. I dare you to say no.
I think we just agreed. I mean, if it was my own list, I might make some alterations, but I think he's off the bench.
All right, CJ, this was amazing. You're still looking at the roster, right? Seeing if you left anyone else out, aren't you?
I for sure left someone off, but it's okay.
But you didn't leave a current teammate off, so that's it. Like, there's only two current guys on that team that are in the discussion. It's you and Dane. That's it. There's no one else on the team. It's okay. They won't be affected. I promise you.
Very nice. Very nice of you.
Pull Up Podcast with CJ McCollum. Pull Up Podcast with CJ. Check it out. Third time he's been on with us, CJ. Stay safe, stay healthy, you, your fiance, your new dog, your family, all your loved ones, everyone, stay safe, stay healthy. We hope to see you back on the court soon, man. We appreciate the time as always.
Thank you. You guys have a good one and stay safe, man. Stay safe and sane.
Stupidity!
All right, thanks to CJ McCollum. We love him. He's become a friend of the podcast, even though he'll never have me on his podcast. I'm telling you, the visual aid is great because as CJ McCollum is giving his all-time Blazers team, it stands that we love CJ McCollum, right? We love him. He's a friend of the podcast.
Yeah, friend of the podcast for sure.
But this is what we do on Stupidity. Once you're off the podcast, if you were nice enough, gracious enough to give us 45 minutes of your time while on the quarantine before Michelle Roberts called, by the way, what we do is we talk behind your back after you leave. That's how it works. And Stanzik was visibly upset when he put Scottie Pippen on his all-Blazer team. Visibly upset you were.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, he knows that Scottie Pippen played for Portland, but he wasn't very good when he played for Portland. That's the problem. Like, Scottie Pippen, of course, is going to be on the all-time Bulls team, but he has no business being on the all-time Blazers team. There's better options at the three. Scottie, when he was in Portland, was a name only. Do you know the most points he averaged for Portland?
No.
12.5.
All right, you're right. Listen, when you're right, you're right. I mean, that's it. He doesn't deserve to be there. I said Jerome Kersey all along. I mean, quickly, let's just replace. We're going to include current players. Lillard at the one, okay? We'll put Lillard there. We'll put Kersey at the three. We'll put CJ as our guy off the bench. Is that fair? Everything else stays intact, I think, right?
Yeah, I think we're just adopting your list and telling CJ's list to get the hell out of here.
Right. I mean, anything you want to say to CJ on the way out, since he's not here, since he put Scottie Pippen on a list that he doesn't deserve to be on? What do you want to do?
CJ, you wouldn't be on my team.
Whoa! And you think that I put CJ there only because he comes on the podcast all the time?
That is the only reason you did that, right?
You're right. Stepanovic!